let's review. The daf begins by elaborating on when we believe in Am HaOretz Pater about the Tahara of his Kalim for sale in the city of Modi'im. Kador Yoitze v'chaver nichnas kilofnim. If the Pater is going out of Modi'im, as the Chaver is coming in, the city is treated as the inward area, and therefore the Am HaOretz would be believed. Shnei nichnasin o shnei yoitzin kilochotz. If they're both entering or leaving Modi'im, the city is treated as the outward area, and therefore the Am HaOretz would not be believed. Abaye demonstrates the validity of this distinction from our Mishnah. The Gemara then points out that even though the Mishnah said that Am HaOretz are believed with regard to the Tahara of Kli Cheres, Nemonim b'Kli Cheres Hadakin l'Kodesh, this is only with regard to small Kli Cheres to be used for Kodesh. Large Kelim to be used for Kodesh or any size Kli to be used for Truma may not be used from an Am HaOretz. What's considered a small Kli Cheres? The Gemara quotes Machlekes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon. Rish Lakish requires you to be able to hold it in one hand, whereas Rabbi Yechon has no such requirement. The Gemara quotes another Machlekes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon. Rish Lakish holds that Am HaOretz are only believed about empty Kalim, whereas Rabbi Yechon holds that they're believed the Kalim even if there's non-Kodesh liquid inside the Kalim. Rabbi points out, that Rabbi Yechon admits that the liquid inside the kalim is itself tummy. The next Mishnah teaches us additional stringencies that apply to truma but not to kodesh. Hagavoyin shenichnasu l'teich habayis, v'chein haganovim shechziras hakelim, nemonim leimer lo neganu. If Jewish tax collectors tell you that they didn't touch any kalim in your house, or if thieves, upon returning that which they stole, tell you they didn't touch the inside of the kli cheres, they're believed and the kalim may be used for kodesh. However, they're not believed with regard to using the kalim for truma. However, the Gemara explains, in case the ikka nachir bahadayu, where there's a non-Jew accompanying the tax collector, they're not believed because we presume that the Jewish tax collector did a thorough checking, touching all the kalim, either for fear of being punished by the non-Jew or for fear of being reported upon to the authorities. Furthermore, the thief is only believed with regard to the kalim because it's a case kesha asu tshuva, when they repented, as the Mishnah had stated, shehaziras hakelim, they returned the kelim. However, if they returned the kelim but not as an act of tshuva, they would not be believed. Additionally, the Mishnah taught, ubi Yerushalayim nemonim al hakodesh. The Gemara explains this to mean that in Yerushalayim, Am HaOretz are believed all year round, specifically with regard to large kli cheres that will be used for kodesh because she'ein oisin kivshenis b'Yerushalayim. There is no kilns in Yerushalayim, and therefore there is always a shortage of kli cheres. Therefore, the Chacham permitted buying them from Am HaOretz. The Mishnah noted that in contrast to Kodesh, Uvashas HaRegel Afal HaTrumah. With regard to Truma, Am HaOretz are only believed during the Shalosh Regal. Amir Shuma Levi Damakra, Ve'yosef Kal Ish Yisrael Ali'ir Ke'ish Echad Chaverim, HaKasav Asin Kilo Chaverim. Shuma Levi derived this from the Pasuk, all the men of Israel were gathered against the city as one man, Chaverim, associates. The Pasuk says that when all the Yidden gather in one place, they're all considered Chaver. And as Rashi notes, Regel Shasa Sifahu, during the Yom Tov, all the Yidden gather together. The next Mishnah teaches, HaPeseach Es Chavitoi, V'Hamaschal B'Isasai, Al Gav HaRegel, V'Yehuda Omer Yigmer, V'Chamar Mlo Yigmer. If a Chaver starts selling his barrel of wine or his dough, according to Yehuda, he can sell it after Yom Tov in the state of Tahara. But the Chacham hold that he cannot sell it if after Yom Tov, because we assume that an Am HaOretz customer was metamia during Yom Tov. However, Brisa teaches that he may leave it over until the next Yom Tov and then sell it. The Gemara proves that this is the opinion of the Chachamim, for according to Yehuda, ain't tzarach l'anicha, one does not need to leave it over until next Yom Tov, it can be sold right away. The next Mishnah teaches, Misha'ava HaRegel Ma'virin Al Taharas HaAzar. After Yom Tov, the kelim of the Azar were removed in order to purify them. Ava HaRegel L'Yem Shishi, Lo HaYim Avirin, and they covered a Shabbos. If the Yom Tov ended on a Thursday, they would not remove the kelim on Erev Shabbos to allow the Kahanim to make their Shabbos preparations. Behuda Aymer, Af L'Yem Chamishi, She'en HaKahanim Penuyin. Behuda said that even if Yom Tov ended on Wednesday, they would not remove the kelim on Thursday because they weren't free, in other words, they were occupied removing the ash that had accumulated on the Mizbeach throughout Yom Tov. The final Mishnah Masechet Chagiga teaches, Keitzad Mavirin Al Taharas Azar. How do they clear up to be Matar the Azar? Matbilin Esai Kelim Shehayu B'Mikdash. They immerse the Kelim that were in the base of Mikdash over Yom Tov. The Mishnah interjects that throughout Yom Tov, they would instruct kahanim who are amei aretz, hizaharu shlo yitigu b'shulchan, be careful not to touch the shulchan. Kol hakelim shehayu b'mikdash, yesh lahem shniyim u'shlishim, shehem nitmu harishonim, yaviyu shniyim tachtein. There were second and third sets of all the kelim in the base of Mikdash, so that if the original set became tamei, they could use a replacement set. Kol hakelim shehayu b'mikdash t'unan tevila, all the kelim of the base of Mikdash required immersion in the mikvah, chutz b'mizbech hazav u'mizbech hanochishas, except for the mizbech hazav and mizbech hanochishas, which do not require tevila. Memnesha in Kakarka Divri Abeliezer. Abeliezer explains that the mizbeches do not require tevila because they're like earth. The Gemara in the next daf will explain what this means. The Chacham Aimrim, Nesha Mitzupin. The Chacham say because they're plated. The Gemara in the next daf will explain this statement. The Gemara begins by noting that it's a machlekes tanoim whether the Ama Aretz were only warned not to touch the Shulchan or whether they were also warned not to touch the Menorah. The Gemara then infers from the Mishnah that the Amei Haaretz were warned not to touch the Shulchan, so they wouldn't make it tamei. Frag the Gemara. They typically decliate sa'asla nachasu, v'chol kliate sa'asla nachas le'metamei. Since the Shulchan is a wooden kli that's not meant to be moved, it shouldn't be susceptible to tumah. The Gemara answers, shemagibin lo'isai umarin bay lo'ayla regalim lechem apanim v'ayim lehem ru'uchi ba'aschim lefnei amokim siluka kisidurei. They would lift up the Shulchan to show it to the Oile Regal and declare it to them, witness the love that Hashem has for you, for the Lechem Aponim is taken as hot and fresh as it was when it was set down. Frag the Gemara, why should the Shulchan only be susceptible to Tumah because it's moved? Shouldn't it be susceptible to Tumah because it's gold-plated? The Gemara answers, Shani Shulchan, the Rachmona Kari Eitz, the Chsiv HaMizbeach Eitz Sholish Amis Gavoya, the Orka Ishtayim Amis, since the Shulchan is called wood in the Pasuk, it means that it's treated as wood, even though it's plated with metal, as the Pasuk says, the Mizbeach, 3 amas high, and the length was 2 amas, and the corners, and its length, and the walls were of wood, and he said unto me, this is the Shulchan that is before Hashem.